Now is the time of the show where we like to look at a news story, examine a news story, learn a little bit more about the news story. And I don't know if you've read this on the internets, but recently, I believe it was on New Year's, there was an Icelandic Air flight that was coming to New York. And a 46-year-old man kind of went out of control on the flight. He had had way too much to drink. He went out of control, wound up being taped to his seat. They taped him to his seat so that he would settle down, I guess. And a picture of the man taped to the seat was spread all over the internet. It went viral, all that kind of good stuff. Well, here on this show, we always want to find out more about the situation. So we are going to place a phone call here to somebody who was there and get more information from them.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Miss Christy Welsh, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, my name is Grant Bachoco.
Yes.
And, I'm from Fill in the Blank on Dementia Radio. I have to let you know that you're on the air right now, just so you know that. We're getting a lot of weird feedback.
What are you called about?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay.
Sorry. Cut out for a minute.
Yeah,
well, what can I do for you, Mr. Bachoco, on the air?
Yeah, well, you are a flight attendant who was on this Icelandic Air flight with the gentleman who was out of control and was taped to a seat. We just want to get more information about this story and what happened.
Okay. What do you need to know?
Well, you were part of subduing this man, I hear. You were one of the ones who helped wrestle him to his seat and tape him to a seat. And I'm just wondering what happened. What was happening in the air?
Well, you know, there's no need to call me a hero. You know, this is just what we do. This is you got to do what you got to do to keep things smooth and calm on the plane. You know, we're not fooling around. It's serious business getting up in the air. People think that all I do is just go up and down the aisle and bang people in the elbows with a beverage cart. But I have an important job, and that is keeping people safe. Now, this was an unusual circumstance. It's not often that things get so out of hand that I have to tape someone to the seat, but sometimes you just have to do what's necessary to keep things safe and under control. But it was a very unusual circumstance.
Mommy,
what?
I want a cookie.
Have a seat.
I want a
have
cookie.
Have a seat. Have a seat. Mom. Now let me get just a minute. Okay. Okay. Where? I'm sorry. Now, where were we? What were we talking about?
Is that your son who's there with you?
Yes, I have a son, yes.
And he wanted a cookie? It sounded like? I'm sorry, I don't mean to, I know we're talking about one thing, but it sounded like he wanted a cookie and...
Yeah, well, he's already had a cookie today. All right, so anyway, we have to keep safety in the air. It's very important. We can't just let things get all willy-nilly and crazy and people just do whatever they want to do. It's a very situation. We're 30,000 feet in the air, and we can't just have people, you know, playing words with friends on their phone and, you know, telling me how they have to get up when they're not supposed to be getting up. It's very, very important that we keep things under control. And that's my job. My job is to maintain safety. Oh, excuse me just a minute.
What can I do for you?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
I'd like to tell you about my personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh, how nice. Have a seat and tell me all about it. Okay.
You see, the promises that were...
Okay, anyway, back to the plane. So,
the
30,000 feet in the air, and we have to maintain orderliness.
I understand.
It's not something I do all the time, but it is... important that we keep things under control, and when things get out of hand, you do what you have to do.
I understand, and I hear that you were the one who, I mean, the tape was your idea. This is your thing. Was subduing the passenger
well,
with tape?
Well, it's not my thing. It's just what I thought of in the moment. It's not a signature move or something, but you know, it's what I thought of.
I see,
and it worked. You know, we got on the ground safely. So you know, really, I appreciate you calling me. Tell me that I'm a hero and everything, but you just do what you have to do in the moment. Yeah.
Have you seen my fancy underwear? You know, the clean ones with the stripes?
Have I seen your...
My fancy underwear with the stripes?
On the, no, I haven't. No, I don't...
All I got is one with the stains. What's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
Oh, what's for
hello. I'll tell you what's for dinner. That's what's for dinner. Oh, my God. Well, people don't understand when you're on the phone, you're trying to have a conversation, they just think they can walk in and put their own priorities first. I'm sorry. So where were we? Yes. Thank you. Thank you for calling to acknowledge my heroic activity. There's no need to slather me with a bunch of awards and praise and everything. It's just, you know, I think anyone would rise to the occasion if they were in my position.
Well, yeah, I you certainly did subdue the man, and the plane landed safely. I guess the only question left to ask is, what brand of tape do you prefer?
Well, actually, I just get this from Office Depot. It's it's pretty sticky, even though it's the house brand. It's pretty sticky. I'm pretty happy with it. I get the whole six pack because mm-hmm. it's cheaper to buy it, you know, in bulk and. You know, so anything else I could do for you? And again, there's no need for an award. Your acknowledgement is enough for me.
Well, when you landed, what did the airline have to say about your tactics that you used on the flight? Did they have any commendation for you for your job well done?
You know, I haven't received any commendation yet. There were a few people who criticized me, but you know, no matter what you do. Like, if you're really fabulously good-looking or really talented, someone's always going to be jealous and try to undermine you and tell you, you know, hey, you shouldn't have done that, and that was a violation of human rights, and people have, you know, whatever kind of stuff, because they're jealous. So people are just going to say, you know, some people criticize, but that's when you're in the limelight, that's going to happen.
All right. Well, Christy Welsh, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I'm sorry. It sounds like you were very busy over there, so I'm sorry if we interrupted anything that was going on at your house.
Yeah, actually, I have to poop, and I've run out of tape. So thank you for calling, and maybe we'll meet sometime in the friendly skies.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you have it. Christy Welsh from Icelandic Air, one of the flight attendant who subdued a 46-year-old man who had drank all his duty-free liquor and became unruly on a flight on New Year's and was taped to the seat, apparently, by Miss Welsh. We appreciate Miss Welsh coming on for this episode of People in the News.